this is the end. My only friend. Ian. It's the Grimm series finale, you guys. So many things to talk about. So many emotions. So many things to mispronounce. This is the Grimm After Show on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, Grimsters. Welcome back. Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV for the Grimm After Show. The final Grimm After Show.
Aww. Way to really push that knife.
Guys, it's Grimm! What, push it in like Tristor?
Yes.
That's gonna be the tone of tonight. We're gonna make some jokes about some dark, some grim stuff, if you will. All right, guys. I'm your host, Zach Wilson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @ThatZachWilson, and I have my team here. Ready to talk about Grimm. Ready. Yell Teagle.
I'm Dylan Chance. You can find me at Dylan Chance.
That's
D-I-L-L-O-N Chance. Also, Yell Teagle at Yell Teagle. That's Y-A-E-L-T-Y-G-I-E-L. And I'm in the chat with everyone live chatting. Everyone's so sad.
Aw, and I'm Tari J. Miller. You can find me at Tari J. T-A-U-R-I-J-A-Y. Is it over? Yeah.
Well done, sir.
I totally thought you were going to be like, I'm also Dylan Chen.
Yeah, I thought we were going to do a Spartacus situation.
Still yelled it.
But thank you guys so much for joining us, all of you. Let's dive into this episode. How do you guys feel? It's like that was the end. Not just my dumb song opening, but that was like,
yeah,
that was the last episode.
I actually think this was the best way for the show to end. It felt so good. Like, for a series finale, it sounds weird. I'm gonna say that I liked this, and everyone's gonna be like, how could you like that it ended? That's not what I like. I like how we chose to end it. We knew we were ending, and I think it was the perfect way to do it. I think the deaths were great. Like, that sounds so weird. I loved that we did this, and we killed characters we loved, and it meant so much, and that we did that, and then also they didn't die at all. What a great way to end a show. Is like, how do we end it? Do we kill everybody? Do we let everybody live? Why not both? It was perfect. The perfect series finale.
Yeah, I think it was satisfying in that you got the happy ending that everyone wanted, but it didn't stop them from going down a really dark path, which I really enjoy. You guys know I love my dark stuff. and I feel like the way that we got our, like, epilogue, basically, was a really nice way to leave it open-ended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked it was... I think satisfying is the right word overall. Like, I had issues with parts of it, but there were also things that I really loved and stuff and moments where I was genuinely emotional watching it. I agree. The epilogue was a great way out. And we'll talk about that, I think, towards the latter half of the show.
Yes. Towards the end.
but, like, let's just start, like, at the top where we come back with Hank and Wu on the ground. Are the first of our cavalcade of deaths.
Yeah, a lot of people were last week asking about why he doesn't use the stick to heal them, why he doesn't use the stick, and I gave a reason why he didn't take it out earlier, and I think it's because Jastora was there, and he didn't want to reveal it.
He didn't want to tip his hand.
Yeah, and now he was like, well, I'm going to try to use the stick and save them.
Save my best friends.
Yeah.
Well, are they... Are they his best friends?
Yeah.
I have issues. Best buddies. Oh, no. I have issues with how he mourned.
You mean not at all?
No, the fact that, like...
Explain.
Okay, so Hank was his partner. Like, Wu was a sergeant, was a member of the team, and was a part of his police force, but also the Scooby Gang. But Hank was his partner, and he spent a lot more time holding on to Wu, which also, like, later on the episode, not to jump ahead, when we had deaths dropping left and right, He was upset about Adeland, but then, like, held Monroe's hand. He, like, sat there and was like, no, Monroe! I was like, the woman that you love is also dead on this ground. I just had issues with who he was mourning.
I mean, they've only been together for a few months, though.
They only have a baby together.
Yeah. I mean, anyone can have a baby, but no one can have that special connection he has with Monroe.
Yeah, you never forget your first.
Yeah.
Okay.
First Vessin that you see.
Right.
Was he the first Vessin that he saw? Because I'm pretty sure Adeland was. That's yes. Right. I'm getting confirmation from someone.
From our live studio audience.
Actually, I had forgotten that, but you're totally right.
Yes, it's true.
You're welcome. You're right. He doesn't forget his first. He falls in love with her and has a baby. Well, he has a baby and then falls in love with her.
Yeah, reverse order.
Yeah. But he does all those things. Anyway, that was my issue, was how I mean, he mourned.
Let's just talk about the deaths, and like we will literally now every actor on this show got to have a death scene at least once.
Bud every regular is still alive.
Every series regular.
Bud has survived the show.
Yeah, where is Bud?
I actually read an interview with the EPs where
Hashtag where's Bud.
They really wanted to bring Bud back, but they couldn't make the schedule work.
Aww.
I really that worries me though that they wanted to bring Bud back, because that means they would have killed him.
They probably would have actually killed Bud. Like yeah. He would have been the one they're like, we saved everyone except Bud.
Yeah.
They go to his family. Just like,
we finally meet the wife and kids that aren't real.
Didn't we meet?
No.
We met a bunch of them.
No.
We met a big collection of ice beavers.
We never met his wife and kids.
Okay.
I had a theory that he had murdered them.
Yeah. But is actually the most twisted, like, Vessin ever.
Yeah.
And he's just been hiding in plain sight. He's like, if I befriend the Grim, he'll absolutely never suspect me.
That's why the show is so good.
Yeah. At the end of the show, there's like an epilogue to the epilogue.
Yeah.
Where he's walking all real, like, scrunchy, and then he straightens out, and then he jumps in a convertible, and they drive off.
For those who are missing that reference, it's The Usual Suspects.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But I think, I think the death that hit me the hardest was Eve. Julie Val. I just thought that the way that it was written and performed, like, it was just, it was handled perfectly.
I agree. I think that was such a well-done death. A beautiful death, one would say.
Yes. Yeah.
The way, I agree with you 100% that was really hard to watch, and that she had to kill herself, and no regrets.
But just like, and the pattern of, like, he's like, Eve, and then he looks into her eyes, and he, Juliet, yeah. And like, she doesn't need to correct him one way or the other.
Right.
As the audience, you can sort of like, see it as you want to.
Right. He's losing both of them at that moment.
Exactly. Because he never really got to say goodbye to Juliet, because she went crazy on him.
Yeah. And then Hex and his Juliet was taken away.
Yeah. Because when Juliet died, it was not Juliet as we ever knew her.
Right.
Right.
And then it was Eve, but now he can say goodbye to his Juliet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her the last line, no regrets.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect line for whatever version of
this person
is that we're in now.
Yeah. And I really liked the lead up to that, harkening back to the last episode when they're in the other world and they have that talk about, like, where they stand. And, like, you can tell that Nick, even though they're apart, will never not love her, I guess, is the best way to phrase that, right. Even though there's a better way to phrase that.
No, I mean, they have a history and she's an important person in his life. That doesn't mean that he can't be in love with Adeline.
Right.
He will always love her. That's all.
Yeah.
I got you.
Right.
You can have love in your heart for more than one person.
I disagree.
Even while you're not with
I know how it feels about Zach then.
Ooh.
Wait.
She's implying that I love her and not you. She'll never know, Zach.
Thank you.
She'll never know.
Thanks for explaining it to her.
He didn't now. Get it.
I know.
Yeah. Hurt.
Just like other people got hurt by your store.
Nice.
Who?
Zer Storer.
It's just getting Look, worse
I
now.
Don't care. I don't know what it's supposed... I'm pronouncing it the way they say it on the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think at some point, Monroe got tired and was like, blah, blah.
There was a point where you could hear like the actor, like Silas, yeah. like coming through. Was like, words.
Yes.
Storer. Just Zer Storer.
Yeah.
Big C.
You were talking about Mr. Z?
Mr. Z. Maybe that's what we should call him.
Z? I was just calling him Z.
Z.
Z is following the stick.
Ooh. But when, like, when it comes... So, here's a question for you guys. When did you know in the death patterns when it was going... When it was clear that they were not going to stick?
Last week when Wu and Hank died.
Really?
Yeah. I knew that they weren't... Like... It would be so unlike Grimm to end a show on such a dark note, especially it being their last season. Like, I could see them ending a season and they, like, kill off a couple of the main characters. But, like, the show, I was like, nah, son. They're gonna wrap this up in a nice little bow. Everyone's gonna be alive. I don't know what point everyone's gonna come back. Whether it was gonna be Nick walking around with the stick being like, you're alive again! You're alive again! Or something mm-hmm. to that effect. But, like, I knew it.
I guess. I mean, I actually... thought like for a while that they were gonna go like real dark, and to be honest I was sort of on board with it for like when like because they killed Eve and that was sad, and that death like that death was so good that like I didn't want like to get too many fixes going on.
I actually was very okay with Hank and Wu, like as much as I hate to say that I'm okay with the deaths, but like it worked for the story, and it worked. And so when Hank, Wu, and Eve, I was like, okay, like, this is... It's a hard world.
And then even when Renard died, yep. I was like, oh, they're just gonna murder everybody. And there was even... I will say this. I even thought when Adeline died, my thought was, whoa... That's ballsy. Because, like, I didn't know how dark they were playing, like, how mm-hmm. dark they thought, like, we're going to wrap this up. Like, Grimm has had dark plot lines before. It could have ended in this, like, in a way that, like, it's uplifting, like, when he finally succeeds. But those kind of stakes, like, that makes for a huge impact if Adeline actually dies.
Yeah.
But as soon as Rosalie hit the dust, I was like, oh, well, none of these are gonna stick.
Wait, that's ridiculous.
Because she's pregnant. And so, that's too far.
No.
Okay, so first of all, it's offensive. And second of all...
They're not gonna kill three babies in one...
This sounds like a discussion that we should have later. But when Adeline... When Adeline died, I went, well, this isn't real. Like, this is not happening. Now, we already killed Eve, which solidified Natalind. So, when she died, I went, well, this isn't real. But also, like, she died with an axe to the heart. Like, ridiculous.
Like a true hexen beast.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, she's coming back.
I love when he picks up, anytime when Nick picks up an axe, I'm like, yeah!
Yeah.
That's the Grimm that I'll know.
The chat has been going crazy with their feelings on all of the deaths.
What are some of the things that we
Well, a lot of people were really not caring about Eve, and so Aww. They were like, good. What? Yeah, a lot of people do not like Eve, which then you didn't understand her.
Judging the chat.
But Tasha says when Monroe and Rosalie died, I laughed. Like, nope, you gotta be quicker than that. okay. I like that they died with looking into each other's eyes. That was
an intense little death. It was like, it would have been more intense if I thought there was a chance in hell that they weren't gonna get brought back to life, but...
I mean, at least, though, like, Rosalie died smiling, which was nice. Mm. But, like... The way that they died made me, it was a bummer because they got a snake to the throat and no one thought like, maybe I should like throw this snake away or like spin the snake by the tail. It was just like, snake throat, snake throat.
It's no, because she was holding the snake and then it bit her. And I thought like, she's holding the snake, let go.
Yeah.
It's a snake. Right. It doesn't have feet. Let go. Jordan Jackson in the chat says, I believe the deaths until Adeline died. And Vanessa has actually cried when both Adeline and Monroe died. Aww. It's so cute. Kendall said, when we brought Trouble back, I knew no one was going to, none of the deaths were going to stay. Yeah. I was like, well, yeah, we brought one back.
Yeah.
We have a solution now.
That kicks off like the big crux of like where the episode was like heading the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which was that like Nick has to struggle with, and it was at that point I was like, holy, we're only 26 minutes into this episode.
Everyone's dead.
And then it's so your store, like he finally like talks, like has like a conversation, not just saying like decapitare.
Mm-hmm.
Which I like that he called out Trouble.
Yeah.
When she showed up. But, like, that's when it gets crazy in an awesome way.
Because
when Nick's, like, ready to give it up. I like that Nick needed, like, all these strong women for him to not be an asshole.
Mm-hmm. Nick, his behavior this episode. So when he throws his temper tantrum in Rosalie's spice shop, I was like, how are you going to explain to her this mess? And then later when he says, like, Eve's dead, he was there, and he killed her, I thought he was going to go, and he destroyed the spice shop.
That would have been perfect.
I was like, I get that you're angry, bro.
But this is money.
That's your friend's, like, place.
Yeah.
And stuff.
And there's a chance that there was stuff that he could have used later.
I know. I was like, dude, what are you doing?
All of these ingredients have been used to defeat Vessin in the past.
It also kind of felt like the crew went, well, we're not using this set anymore.
Or David just, Giantinelli just like, can I break one of the sets? Can you write that in?
Yeah, but like after when we were leaving the police station at the beginning of the episode, I was like, well, we're done with the police station set, mm-hmm. is what I've learned. And then when we leave the spice shop, I was like, well, we're done with the spice shop set. Like that's what was clearly happening, is we're destroying sets because we're done with them.
Yeah, and I like that idea of the, like, you can't go home again. Like it's all these places that you'll never return to because mm-hmm. they've been defiled by this creature.
Defiled?
Yeah.
He did defile them.
He did.
They were defiled.
Mm-hmm.
No, I like that.
It's usually Yell's job.
Thank you.
I loved that, like the strength of one's blood wasn't this crazy potion that they had to brew that Monroe found at like the perfect moment. Classic Grimm style.
I had a question about that. In that, do you guys think that that potion was what allowed the Aunt Marie and Kelly to manifest? I felt like that those were related.
I hadn't had that thought, but that's really interesting. Maybe. I mean, that was the one thing I was one of the complaints I had was like this potion that they set up. They're like, this is the nuclear option. Like we've never been able to do this before. Like this is dangerous. There's never really any danger except that they had to stab each other through the hand, and that all healed real quick.
Right.
So I actually disagree with you. I really liked that it didn't work because every episode.
Oh, no. I love that it didn't work. I wanted there to be usually magic of like the level that they're talking about it. Like magic requires sacrifice. Powerful magic, especially, and we've set this up within the Grimm world too, requires either blood or a sacrifice of some kind. Mm-hmm. And they set this up as like, this is the nuclear option. This is going to be crazy. And there were no consequences to it. Like, nobody, they didn't have to. The stab wounds got healed.
Right.
Yeah. There was literally nothing. There was no consequence to them making it. And I would have loved to have seen them sacrifice something.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, something that would, like, hurt to give up in order to
do this, and then it fails. Like, well, that would be a great beat.
You just said you have to, you know, blood is a sacrifice, and they gave blood. And the fact that you had to get these three things that if they were not friends to get a Hex and Beast, a Vestin and a Grimm in the same room, there would have been a great sacrifice. Like,
I think maybe I just wanted their, like, wounds to stay open. Like, sure. For that to, like, not... Healing felt too... It felt too clean of, like, a... Once you've done this, and especially if people, like, knew that that's what happened when you followed through, like...
Yeah, but, like, yeah. A knife went through their hand.
I like that Trouble at Renard, he was I'll do it.
Yeah.
And then he still couldn't do it. Trouble's like, God, just get your shit.
Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say I really liked that, that when they used it, that it didn't work because he was so evil. Because we've had six seasons of doing something every week, being like, this is the potion that saves the day, and it does, and it fixes the problem, but that our series finale foe is so powerful that it, like, tingles on his face.
He's like, ow, that hurt. Like, but I'm still going to mess you guys up.
It's so uncomfortable.
I did like Monroe's face when he threw it, though.
Yeah.
He's like,
huh! I just, when he threw it, and then everyone waited to see what happened, I went, no, now is when Nick takes the axe to his head.
Yeah. You get him while he's vulnerable, not while he's like, nah, I think I've recovered.
It tingles.
I have a grievance about this specific potion process.
Mm-hmm.
When they were preparing it, and they're like, all right, Nick's on his way. We need the blood of a Grimm. Like, no one was like, oh, wait, Trouble's a Grimm. Let's use Trouble before Nick gets here.
Yeah, she was there, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was there. Everyone was there, but they're like, nah, we gotta use Nick's blood.
Nick, go! They need your blood!
Yeah.
Better hope he doesn't know about his apparent Achilles heel.
That's a very fair point.
Yeah.
I had the same thought. Like, and I was like, maybe she wasn't... Even after the second time I watched it, when I was, like, putting together my notes, I was like, maybe she wasn't there yet? But no, she totally was.
Yeah.
Like, she's not really a Grimm, I guess. I don't know what the thought process was there.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, so the strength of one's blood turns out to be that Grimms have a more powerful connection to each other than... Like, then we've, I guess, established on the show that, like, Trouble knew Nick was in danger, and that's why she came.
Right, she said that. She said, I had a feeling that you needed me.
Right.
Yeah, no, I know. But, like, the fact that it's, like, linked in, like, a true, in, like, a magic way, not just superficial or, like, I thought you might be in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, this is why I think that it's tied to that potion, is that I feel like that potion is what allowed these specters to actually, like, touch and physically harm Big Z.
That allowed, like, Kelly and Aunt Marie
right.
to come back. Which, that was a girl. I really liked that as a beat. Like, that was a fun... That's a great moment in a finale.
Oh,
to bring back the characters that really kicked this off for Nick. Especially Aunt Marie. That one surprised me.
Yeah. And she looks so spry and cool.
Because didn't she have, like, cancer when we saw her?
Yeah. She was real bald.
She looks real good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we literally have not seen her since the first episode of Grimm.
Mm-hmm.
We had some flashbacks.
Yeah.
Clip show!
Yeah.
We got a little clip show in this one, too.
Clip show.
Further establishing that Monroe is really close to Nick. You know, they were like that moment that they had together outside of this cabin where Monroe's like, I'm going to abandon you. Bye.
He's like, I'm out of here.
But it was fun to see four Grimm, like, fighting Jerstar.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I agree with you. It was real nice to have three women being like, okay, idiot. We got this.
But yeah, I like the idea that the potion is what, like, that was really the what happened, is that it brought these two specters back.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's even, especially if, like, a Hex and Beast, like, in olden times would have known that that's what it would result in, it would be especially hard to get a Hex and Beast to agree to that spell.
Yeah.
Like, it's easy because we're in this weird modern Grimm society where everybody's friends. at least in this little circle.
Yeah. I mean, and it's, and I like that aspect because it's only because of Nick's efforts that all of these people could come together. So it's a thing that was deemed impossible, but it's only possible because of who Nick is.
Mm.
So good. Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
Writers, so good.
My thought, just like with the power, the strength of one's blood thing, I think what this is basically setting up, because they said this goes back, like, because we are all Grimms are descended from the first Grimm. Like, it's not, there's like a couple of them. Like, they all follow from the same family. And we know by the end of this, Trouble is related to Nick, like a lot closer than we thought.
We need to throw a line in to explain this, and there it is.
Yeah. Trouble is Nick's third cousin.
Yeah.
I would have loved if at some point in these six seasons they had made out at some point, just for poops and giggles, so that we could have that one moment where we're like,
hey. I do.
That explains why they spent the whole, like, when they first introduced her, being like, they're like brother and sister. She's like a baby sister to him. Mm-hmm. They're like family. Yep, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Wait, so then she can still get with Eve. All right, cool.
Yeah, well,
I ship it.
Yes.
Yeah, that could still happen.
Thanks.
I like to think, like, the whole, like, there's one Grimm, like, that they were... It was almost, I think, like, that first Grimm and Gerstorer are, like, mirror versions of each other.
Mm.
And that's the difference. That's, like, the two worlds.
This reminds me of last week when Zach made up decisions on how the world works.
They weren't decisions. They were theories.
Well, I mean, yes. Though, I mean, if we're coming up with theories.
Sure.
So I would also like the idea that if Nick had essentially gone forward and completed the stick and mm-hmm. gave Zathura... No, not Zathura. That's a movie.
Big Z.
Big Z?
The stick to be part of the staff that he would have... Nope, he couldn't have become Zathura. Nope. Big Z. I don't know why that movie has come to my mind, but that's what it is.
Anyway.
Zathura now.
Okay.
What about Zathura?
If we were throwing out theories, then... but we know that Zathura looks like that other guy, so it doesn't work.
He does.
Yes. But it would be cool like if he had made the wrong choice, then ultimately it would have made him become... Like, when he had gone through the portal,
he would have come out as Z.
Oh, interesting.
But that didn't happen, and it doesn't matter now.
I actually really liked that when he went through and came out the other side and, like, restarted, I thought he was going to be pulled through to the, like, death universe that kind of got introduced and then kind of got forgot about. And that's where everyone was. And he got to live in this, like, everyone was there waiting in this alternate universe for him.
It was a little...
Without too, the kids.
It was a little too clean for me. I sort of wish he just, like, brought everyone back.
Yeah.
In that time. I didn't need the portal to, like, fix everything.
I liked the portal.
It just, like, I wanted some consequence to all of this. Because literally nobody died.
Yeah, but... Yeah. Well, Z got destroyed. The destroyer got destroyed.
We also just didn't justify why this happened.
It was a prophecy.
Well, so I had a theory. More theories.
Yeah, just come up with your own thoughts.
Well, yes. Well, I know.
That's why we're here, you know.
I actually did, like, because at the very beginning of the episode, in the, what is it called?
Previously on.
They made specific efforts to have that line where Monroe is like, you know, it's like Schrodinger's cat. So essentially that choice made one reality the main reality. So they both existed. This world that
Z
had destroyed, and also this world where he never came through. And then essentially which one was the true world would be determined by who completed the staff.
Oh. See, that is based on fact, Zach.
Let me wildly speculate about how Gerstorer and Nick Our story in the original Grimm are just two sides of the same coin.
Ah, the coins! It's back to the coin!
I do have my Coin of Xanthos pin.
Yes, back to the coins.
So listen to me.
From season one.
Because I have the coins that make you listen.
Okay. Yes, tell me more, Zach.
Okay, but then I have an iTunes review.
But my theory was basically, like, if the original Grimm and Your Store were, like, two sides of the same coin, but the Grimm was embracing, like, the light side and protecting mm-hmm. people, and Your Store took the side of control and, like, just the running, like, trying to be in charge of this place, so he never found love, but he never had any offspring. He just lived forever.
Uh-huh.
A Grimm instead, the power was dispersed amongst his descendants, and those were who would protect the world. Since they were like more or less the same, the idea is that they're the same world with two different paths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that idea in that those are the two ways to live forever. In that one, you seize the power to like. Physically live forever, or you essentially live forever through the genes that you pass down.
Yeah.
So I like that those being opposing forces. Good job, Zach.
Why, thank you.
I have an iTunes review.
You are welcome, Zach. Good job.
I have an iTunes review.
Yes. iTunes reviewers, we love you!
Yeah.
What do they have to say?
So I thought it was perfect because it is the finale. It is a 5-star review from Prodigal358. What a finale, period. That was definitely an interesting end to Grimm, a mix between the finales of Mighty Max and Charmed. Mighty Max had the last episode do a time warp as well. We wanted to say thank you, Zach, Tari, and Yael, for taking the time out of your lives and talking about Grimm with us. You're all great. Aw, that's so sweet.
Yay.
Also, they claim, and I think they're wrong, Zach, you're great at pronouncing all the things.
Hey, everyone had fun.
Good job,
that's
Zach.
That's true.
You are great.
thank you so much for writing iTunes reviews. We appreciate that you've been doing it with us since we started covering the show like 5 seasons ago. 3 seasons ago?
Yeah.
However many seasons ago.
All the seasons.
Thank you all for joining us. I can't believe this is the end.
Yeah. I mean, we're not done, but like since we're doing this now,
yes.
This panel has meant a lot to me.
Oh.
This was the first.
Are these feelings?
Yes.
Oh.
I can ruin this in a sec. Go on.
This was the first panel that I got to lead.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been doing it. It's like almost the entire time I've been at AfterBuzz.
Aww.
It's How I Met Yael and How I Met Tari.
And How I Met Your Mother.
Thank you. Thank you. I knew that was where it's going.
Comedy well,
who knows?
Who knows what's to come? But it's a fun fact. Go on.
It's just been a blast. And like I've really enjoyed all the Grimsters, all the Natalinders. I already loved this show before I was like it was the show that like I got to watch that I loved watching, but no one else watched.
Nope.
Until we started doing this panel, so it has meant a lot to have you guys to talk about it with.
Aww.
Every week.
A lot of people are crying in the chat. And to end the tears, I want to tell everyone about that thing that I read about that line that was supposed to be in that was cut. Yeah, okay. So I read this article with the EPs. It's going to make everything better, but I'll stop crying in a second.
Oh.
There was a line that was going to be in the finale, but they cut it because it crossed a line. And I agree, it absolutely crossed the line.
Bring it up, and then we're going to talk more about Diana and like everything.
But I think they absolutely should have left it in. Apparently, when Diana was leaving with Z, she was going to say to her father, Renard, I'm going to have hundreds of babies with him.
Yeah.
And they chose to cut the line out.
And it's horrifying.
I'm so sad they cut it out.
I mean, yeah. It's true, though.
Wait, like, she's going to be his child bride and have hundreds of babies with him.
Yeah. I mean, have you seen those abs?
I have, yes. I will be his child bride.
It was interesting. Like, that... Her turn, like where he comes under his spell mm-hmm. or whatever, it surprised me.
Yeah,
it was just one of those things where I was like, wait, does she want to do this? They never established that he was like controlling her,
but it was pretty clear. She comes up, she says, "They're like, why are you awake?" She's like, "I feel different now. I'm not scared anymore." also, oh, you do know he's coming, and then he shows up. I think that was enough to understand that something happened, that now she's under his spell.
That was enough, yeah. Like, the second time through, I got it, like, when I was looking for it. But, like, the first time through, it was just like, wait a minute, what are you doing, child?
Yeah, it was a little weird, but you have to also remember that, like, he was attacking her dreams before, I guess in last episode. So, eventually, he wrested control from her and was like, we're gonna have some baby.
Hundreds of babies.
Hundreds of babies.
Was so down.
Yeah, she was. Like, she was smiling. She's like, he needs me.
She's like, Daddy, don't hurt him.
I think we could have gotten a line to that effect without being so creepy. We're like,
I disagree.
No, because he's like, he's what? He's like the king of that dimension or whatever. True. I'm going to go be his princess. Like, something right. Like, something
you're
childlike.
Right. That's not creepy.
But it's creepy in a way that's not, like, horrifying.
Right.
It gets the message across that, like, she's going to go with him to, like, be his bride, which is what they've established is happening.
When he put out his hand for her and she took it, I went, I want to be his child bride.
Oh, okay.
I'd be his child bride.
Yeah, I'll calm down.
I think you have to be, how old is Diana? 4?
Well.
Two, yeah, she's like 4/8.
/2?
Yeah. Well, yes. I think that her the baby itself has been alive for what? 2 years?
Yeah.
And the actress is like 9 or 10.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's all you gotta do, yeah.
Oh, so I have to be a child.
Yes.
I can't be a child. I see. Everyone's asking me to stop. I'm done.
Yes, please stop, yo. Never stop.
Okay. Never stop.
Let's talk about the epilogue.
Before that, we gotta talk about the ring
and the fight.
Did we talk about the fight?
No. Trouble and Nick had a super cool fight.
Oh, that fight!
Yes, I loved it.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
that was some of the best fight choreography I've seen on this show in a while.
Mm-hmm. And it was really
that
sad.
Combined with the camera. Yeah, mm-hmm. It hurt.
Yeah. She was really forgiving too, though. She like she ran up and was like, "I guess we're fighting together now."
Well, because I think she realized that he changed his mind.
Got it.
But I'm with you that it was such a cool fight, and that it was nice to see, because she's like such a trained fighter now.
Mm-hmm.
To see her against a cop Grimm, who is also a trained fighter.
And Nick is like a super Grimm.
Right.
Let's not forget.
Zombie Grimm.
Yeah, the zombie. Let's not forget the crazy zombie plot line from season, 4?
Vanessa in the chat says that Hannah Lloyd is actually 13, but Diana is a 2-year-old in an 8-year-old's body. Which
great.
Tells me that it's actually a 2-year-old in a 13-year-old's body playing an 8-year-old, is what you're saying.
Whatever, either way. Don't creepy. Pull at that thread too hard.
No, that fight was great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
No, it was great. That one hurt, because you're just like, my friends are hitting each other.
Also, like, when she couldn't get up.
Yeah.
And he almost beat her unconscious. Death, yeah.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the ring?
Yes, we can.
The ring! This was like a big storyline that they were like, we promise we will get to it. We will deal with the ring. And Renard even's like, why didn't you try taking it off? And she was like, well, because it would hurt my kids. And he's like, well, I guess you should have tried taking it off. And then she's dead, and Nick just slips it off. And I went, that's the conclusion we're getting?
Yeah, if she's dead, like, it can't affect...
Was the point to imply that, like, Bonaparte was lying?
I don't know. I feel like the fact that her being dead, the curse was she had to keep it on or her kids would be hurt. Right. Her being dead, the kids are still alive.
Yeah.
And he just, like, slipped it off her finger as though he didn't know it was cursed.
And there was a sound cue. So, like, something happened. Maybe it was, like, a true love thing where his true love removing the ring caused it to nullify the curse.
I'll accept that.
And also broke the spell over Diana. She's like, oh, man, all the curses are gone. True love.
I'll allow it. He's just making stuff up and I'll take it. Grimaniac says Adeline had to die to break the ring's curse. Okay, I'll allow that as well.
Alright. And so
It's just, and just to confirm, it had disappeared when he came back through the mirror.
Yes, it was no longer on her finger.
Weird.
Well, because also Eve had her powers again.
Right.
I really love that when he came through, that Diana remembered everything.
Yeah.
Which makes me wonder, we can start talking about the ending, but like when we see adult Diana, makes me wonder, does she remember that she was willing to go with Z and be his bride and have hundreds of babies when she was a child?
They're very forgiving, yo. Really forgiving.
Diana doesn't seem like she's that forgiving. She's the one who murdered Daddy's mistress.
Yeah, she's a kid. Come on.
She's 2 years old. She threw a temper tantrum.
Yeah.
So did Nick this episode.
That's why they call him the terrible twos.
All right, can we talk about the finale?
Yes.
Or the finale?
Let's talk about the grim finale. It's called the end.
Let's talk about the epilogue.
Yeah.
Yes.
I really liked this. This is a great way to just, like, I thought this is how you end a series like this.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with everybody alive. It's like, cut to the future. They finally digitized the damn book.
Yes, I'm so
the
happy.
Next generation figured it out, I guess.
Yep.
Even though they're using, like, and like this, I didn't even think about this, but one of the producers actually tweeted this. They're using ancient IMAX at that point, because if you look, it's like a modern IMAX today.
Yeah.
In 20 years.
Which makes sense, because they're using books from like hundreds of years ago. They don't use modern technology. They use 200 years old.
They started right after these events and just left them on those hard drives. And then it's such a pain in the butt to transfer information.
But let's pick apart at the, like, all the stuff that they were saying in here. I think they were like, well, they...
Yes. Well, find your words.
Yes. They were implying.
They're hunting. They're like, just, it sounded like they're just going out and like killing Vessin.
Yes.
Like,
it did
not
sound like
we're going to go stop that evil Vessin. It sounds like they're just going out hunting.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's what Diana would do if she were a Grimm.
Or, I mean, there might be, like, someone who raised out of the ashes of Black Claw, and so they're like, we got some Vessin to kill, because they're trying to be Black Claw. They're like Grey Claw now.
Sure.
Hello, Grey Claw.
Yeah.
But they're fighting
with their parents, right? They said mom and dad.
Mom and dad and the triplets.
Which we get them, and Rosalie's kids all grown up. Can't believe we did not get to see what that looks like.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
But I think I'm assuming
that beautiful redhead babies.
Okay, you need to calm down, girl. But I think that if dad was going with them, Nick, then, or Renard, whichever dad was going with them, it's a cop, which means they probably got a case. And, like, that's how they were hunted. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
fair. That's a good point.
Yeah. And then if they need everybody, then it's probably some sort of serial killer. They're taking all five kids?
They're taking the most powerful Hexen Beast the world has ever seen.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. With a giant wizard staff.
With a wizard staff. A Grimm Hexen Beast, or Grimm Zauber Beast hybrid child who has to be super powerful in his own right.
Meh.
He's probably all grim. He does nothing else.
Yeah, so far we've seen him accomplish nothing. He was the uselessest one on the show. Uselessest.
He is like, I feel like he needs to go take some English classes or like some writing courses.
You don't like his handwriting?
No, not like, not writing, not handwriting classes. I just thought it was really funny. He's like, how do I know about all this? My dad told me.
I just think it's interesting that this is something he could type. Like, the picture I get, he drew and then you scan it into the computer, but you're sitting next to a computer. Type it up, sir.
No, I think you committed to both. Like, writing it down in the Grimm book, because, like, when they close, like, that's the Grimm book.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think that that's keeping the legacy alive. Uh-huh. His handwriting it into that tome.
You could say it's a grimorum.
Grimoire?
Grimorum. Grimoire. Okay.
A grimoire.
Yes, thank you.
Were you trying to say grimoire?
There are different ways to pronounce it. In Gargoyles, they pronounced it grimoire.
In sure. Witches of East End, it was grimoire.
More pronunciation mistakes on the Grim After Show.
Yeah. Not mistakes, variations.
It's not a bug, it's a feature.
JG Entertainment says, what I thought Yeo would be like, OMG, he is hot. Talking about adult Kelly. I disagree. Kelly is pretty young for me.
He seemed a little Diana young. He was 20. Is hot. Diana, so hot.
And I'm just assuming wherever those triplets are, they're beautiful redhead
just
babies.
Just to remind us, they're Nick, Kelly and the triplets are only 20 at this point.
Yeah.
It's 20 years later. Actually, the triplets would only be like 19.
Yeah.
Because Rosalie's only like a few months pregnant at this point.
I just want to point out that they're 20.
Yes.
Perverts.
Well, technically, yeah. I feel like Diana should have been an old man. Yell. An old woman.
Yeah, Diana should have been. It's like once we got her back to her parents, she stopped aging.
I'd like to imagine that like she's going to be like she hit her prime and she'll be that forever. So like as everyone else grows older, she stays the same age and then eventually goes insane.
Like she follows like a old man Logan plot line.
Yeah.
At a certain point, it's just the future. The world is like overtaken by Vessin. It's a post-apocalyptic wasteland, and she's just out there with nothing but the staff.
Yeah,
and like torn clothes. Like, I guess this is how I have to live my life.
Grim legacy.
Yeah.
I stole that from the chat.
I would love to see again. Like, I feel like. Comics are the like not this alternate universe that they've been doing, but this is exactly what I would love to see them do with the comics is like take those five characters with like the adults as like maybe we'll see them occasionally, but like take Kelly, Diana, and the triplets and just send them on adventures.
In your head, are the triplets girls?
I think they're fraternal twins, and there's it's a mix.
Well, yeah, they'd have to be fraternal if they're triplets. Or at least two of them. At least one of them would have to be fraternal.
So there's, like, two girls and a boy in my head.
Of course there is.
They're all dudes, and Zach is into it.
Well, if we... I mean, they'd still be badass, for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember that we were told that when two different Vessin have a hybrid baby, it is, quote... explosive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quoting the show there. That is how they described it.
Yeah, the show also, just to quote it, told us that when you go through the portal, you go to, like, the underworld.
Yeah.
Oh, also, I think that, what other storylines do we have that quote?
They also said that that potion that they put together was, like, nuclear.
Yeah, the show says a lot of things, Zach.
All right.
Yeah, it's based on books that were written in flowery times, where they're just like, it was like an explosion, yes, one could say it's nuclear. I don't know what that word means, but it sounds nice.
Oh my god, this is going off the rails. All right, we're running out of time, and I want to have some time to say goodbye to our wonderful chat.
Okay.
And fans.
Thank you.
Guys have any other thoughts on this episode? We touched on pretty much everything. I'm sad to see it go, but like as far as like finales go, with like the issues that I talked about earlier, like those aside, like this was a good send off for a show that has had a very good run. Six seasons is a phenomenal amount of time for a television show in today's era.
I agree, and I think that this, like I said, this really was the best way to end this show, right? Like to kill everybody, but also to have a happy ending and to leave it open so that it can keep going forever.
Yeah, at least if not, like, in any produced form. In our minds.
Yeah. You know, in all of our fan fiction, which we'll start producing next week. We have a meeting next week to start doing a little fan fiction. Sweet, yeah.
I have some ideas to suggest.
Oh, yeah. We're going to bring back Big Z.
Does it involve cloning Meisner?
Yes.
Yeah, they're going to be in the underworld together.
Meisner got a shout out.
He did. I really loved that whole sequence where Trouble is like, oh, we're trusting this guy? You killed Meisner. And when she was like, I wish he knew that you changed sides. He's like, trust me, he knows. I was like, yes. It's great. so great.
I like that she doesn't know about the ghost piece. So to her, that was like antagonistic.
Yeah, like
where he's like, he knows because he's dead. Creepy.
Yep.
I'm curious where Renard is in this epilogue situation.
Somebody suggested that Renard didn't make it another 20 years. I could
maybe
see
he
that.
Actually gets to be mayor.
Yeah, or he restarted the royal family. I hear they weren't doing so well 20
he
years ago.
He finds Alexander from the council.
Yeah.
Oh, that's in council.
Yeah.
That's in royalty, man. They have some rebuilding to do.
They do.
Bring that back.
But before we say goodbye, we should tell everyone where they can keep up with us on our other shows. Because we're not leaving AfterBuzz.
No. We'll be around still yelling about various television shows.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. If you want to keep up with me, find me on Twitter at @ZachWilson, and I'll keep up to date on everything that we're doing. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. comes back on Tuesdays. Sci-Fi Weekly is a show that I host and produce on our sister network Popcorn Talk, where we just yell about science fiction every week. This week, Tari actually joined us, and we talked about the new episode of Rick and Morty, the season 3 premiere that dropped yesterday with no warning.
It's real good.
And then Doctor Who comes back in a few weeks, as well as The Leftovers and Better Call Saul, because April is just the time where the networks decided I don't need a life outside of this place. But yeah, we'll be talking about all that stuff.
What about you, Yael?
Yael's got a bunch.
Sorry, someone suggested that Renard married Eve. That's where they are in the future, and I kind of like that idea.
Yeah, they did do the nasty a couple times.
Yeah. I am Yael Teagle. I'm everywhere at Yael Teagle. That's YaelTYGIEL. I can be found on the SVU after show. Yep. And all of my shows are coming to an end. We have like 2 more episodes left of Switched at Birth. And this summer coming back will be Killjoys and Dark Matter.
Killjoys! Woo!
Dark Matter!
If you, that's right, I do Killjoys with Zach and Dark Matter with Tari. And if you love Doctor Who and or sci-fi and or fantasy genre, those shows are for you. They are on Netflix. Catch up now, because we will have new seasons coming soon and they're going to be amazing. I have a guarantee that Dark Matter season 3 episode 4 is going to be loved by the AfterBuzz after show. So, you know, pretty sure it's going to be a good season.
So I'm assuming shirts are nowhere to be found.
That's what I'm assuming as well.
We are going to a planet that's all nudists. It's crazy.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
It's also set in the 1920s.
We age everyone up 20 years.
also Killjoy is going to be amazing.
Also, I'm Tari J. Miller.
Who?
You can find me at Tari J., TauriJay.
Why?
Don't you catch up with me. Here on AfterBuzz TV, my DC CW shows are all on hiatus until mid-April. That's The Flash, Supergirl, Arrow. But between now and then, you can also catch me on Doctor Who with the Zach. Yep.
Yep.
That's another show, and that's another person that I do. Nope. All right. Great.
Moffitt's last season, guys. Come here, Tari and I talk about it with a few other friends.
Yeah. So keep up with me. I'm on Instagram and Twitter.
Thanks so much, everybody.
Yeah.
We're the Grim After Show.
This has been
Thanks for geeking out with us.
You guys are the best.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Grimsters. Goodbye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Axe you later.
Yuck.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.